Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Check us out because we've got a lot of different shows, and I just interviewed with somebody who wants to join us, and that'll be great. So, a lot of things are looking up. Anyhow, welcome to Money and Change on the Trim Radio Network. We're here live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Unless I have to play a concert, and it looks like I don't have to play a concert until last part of November or the beginning of December, and that'll be concert season. So with that, we've got a lot to cover. You know, a lot of stuff's going on lately, and it's getting crazy out there. I hope you're preparing. You know, I always tell people at the beginning of the show or in the middle of the show or even at the end of the show, pay down your debt. Get down out of debt as quickly as possible. Put some money aside for a rainy day or an emergency purchase. I don't care if you start with $5 a month, $10 a week, $20 a month, however you want to work it out. Put it someplace where it is safe, okay? So you pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, canned meats, vegetables and everything, frozen food. Make sure that, you know, you have MREs, freeze-dried meals. You want to check into that. Make sure you have water and the ability to store it and purify it. Make sure that you have the appropriate clothing for the season. We're entering into winter season here. I know it's warm right now, but in a couple of weeks, it's going to start cooling down here in Ohio. And by the time we get to December, yeah, it's going to get cold. So make sure you have the appropriate clothing. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure that you have those blue tarps that you can throw on your roof in case you get a leak. Or if you need an emergency tent, you could do that with one of those tarps. A lot of things to consider. But if the economy suddenly goes bonkers, you're going to have to pay down your debt, get some money aside, and start stocking up on food. If you haven't been doing it for the last couple of years, you better start doing it now, okay? Well, let's get into what I was going to talk about to begin with, other than a little warning there at the beginning. Some people always say, well, why are you warning us? It hasn't happened yet. And I keep saying yet. And it could happen. Anyhow, guys, check us out, the Trim Radio Network. Amplify your voice. Grow your impact right here on the Trim Radio Network. If you take a look at the company and the leadership that we have and the magic boxes, I had better start moving. They're not doing it. What's going on here? Well, anyhow, we have... There it goes. Finally, what's going on here? Everything's slow today. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO of the company. And we have Roscala Stefan, the Chief Operating Officer. And it looks like I'm called the Chief Relationship Officer. I guess I'm here to make people feel happy. Wanted? Anyhow, that's what I do. Chief Relationship Officer, whatever it is. And then we also have Victoria Smith, who's the Chief Marketing Officer, and she's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development and so forth. And she's a good resource, I'll tell you what. Roscala Stefan's a good resource, too, because he's a computer guru. He knows how to fix them. He's excellent there, and that's why he's with our group. And the four of us have a little bit of fun once in a while, too. Hey, If your company needs good marketing advice, check with Victoria Smith, please. She does an excellent job. She really knows the business. She really does. But, you know, hey, when you want to do it, work with us here, all you have to do is say, hey, I want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network, and click on the button, the red button. And I'll just do that right now. Click on the red button. And it comes up where you can put your name, put your phone number, don't forget the area code. And where it says, I want to know more. Hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. All I have to do is give you my email address, another phone number, cell phone number. And, you know, hey, this is what I want to do on the show. And how do I do it? And what help can I get? Send the message and you get a response back very quickly. Okay. And you'll be talking with either Michael Bejas or Victoria, and you can do your own show. It's very, if I can do it, you can do it. Come on. Okay, what we've got for shows. Yeah, if this thing acts up tonight, I'm going to have a fit. It seems like everything's running a little slow for some reason. I don't know why. Anyhow, our show is Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Of course, the next day it's in the vault, but I also post the show as soon as it's done, and I put it on our Facebook page. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Also, we have Life Walk with Christ God. That's Michael Bejas. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. live. And then we have the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. And of course, it's football season, so we have Offsides, College Football, the Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We also have the Positude Podcast, Adventure Waits Around the Bend, and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Also, we have the Red Pill Reality Show with Riscala Stefan. I'll tell you what, you have to check that show out. He's on for 3 hours. 9 to midnight, and he does an excellent job. He has guests on the show, and I'll tell you what, it's an interesting show. I've been on it a few times, and I'll tell you what, it's interesting. It really is, and we have really good conversations, so check it out. Now, where it says pitch your show, if you want to do a show, hey, let us know, and you can fill up one or two of these slots, or maybe all three. It's going to be up to you. Because, you know, you have prep time to do your show. And so you may only be able to do one show a week. Okay? So those are the shows that we have right now. Okay? Now, how do you support us? It's easy. Click on collectibles and then shop. Buy the t-shirts. Buy the hats. Buy the Money and Change t-shirt. The mug. The ceramic mug. Polo shirts. T-shirts. Kid shirts, more mugs, and on page two, what do we have on page two? More mugs, more shirts, more hats. Oh, yeah, little dangly ceramic ornaments, and we've got beanies, and we've got the rubber case for AirPods. You supply your own AirPods, okay? We don't supply those, but we do supply a case to protect them. So that's how you can support the show. Buy the merchandise. And what happens? The money that comes in from buying the merchandise pays for airtime. And airtime is not cheap. So you can support us. You could either do advertising with us. You could buy the merchandise. Or you can donate. All you have to do is contact us. Okay? And with that, let's go to our Facebook page. The Facebook page that we have, of course, it's a little out of sequence because I added something towards the end of my prep time, and I thought I found something that might be interesting. We always put it up on Facebook. It's Groups and Money and Change, and you go ahead and click on that. If you want to join, just ask. That's what that red button is on the Trim Radio page. Say, hey, I want to join Money and Change. How do I do it? Give me your email address, and we'll get you into the group. I always post what time we're going to do it, and I also show the links to the information. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. and a few other places too. I'll get into that maybe later on in the season. But we have all the articles we're going to cover here. Oil prices, cities where high grocery prices are, promised recession, 30% of food products go to waste in the world. What do you do with your leftovers? That's the question. What do restaurants do with all their leftovers? And we also have Bitcoin adoption to enter, suddenly phase in soon. And falling behind on retirement savings. We're going to spend a little time on that today. And nation state Bitcoin, 13 ways to save money on groceries. How to reduce my food bill. We're going to do that. And a few other things. Also, I post videos. And sometimes I find people like the Rogue Prepper. And she talks about when the system fails. And do you have a bug out bag? And what do you put in your bug out bag? When you go on a trip, do you have a bug out bag in your car? You know, maybe with some emergency food, some emergency clothing, a first aid kit, and so forth. It's a good thing to have. And you know, in the wintertime, I have a red bag, and it's a fairly large one. I put it in my trunk. And what I do, everything for cold weather is in there. I've got extra gloves, extra hats. I've got blankets. I've got emergency blanket that is the foil type. You know, it looks like aluminum foil. Okay, it's Mylar. I've got that. I've got a first aid kit, everything else in there. And I carry that in the wintertime. And it comes in handy. I haven't been stuck yet, but there's always that first time. So there's a little emergency food in there too, and ways to stay warm. I like to be prepared in the wintertime, okay? But anyhow, I put things like that in here. Now, last week we had a problem. It came up as my world, live, laugh, and whatever, but really it was this show. Somehow we had a mix-up, and I couldn't control things. Oh, there's everybody. Broken, unprepared, check that out. I have different topics, different times that I post here on the website, okay? We don't do any marketing or anything like that through the website. It's purely informational. So that is our website on Facebook, the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. We've got 169 members right now. You want to join? Let me know. We'll get you included, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about the University of Findlay. I believe they're 5-0 right now in Division II NCAA football. And we also have Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. So if you need to get a custom pen or a center part, which is called the blank, made up so you can make your own pen, contact Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And you'll be glad you did. And check with us on Wednesday, because I normally have a lot of pictures of his fine work. And I mean, he has some good stuff. Also, check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. You have to do that. My World at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. Okay, check us out. A big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. We have Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. They really are. And then we've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kogler. I've known Dave for 16 years. Fantastic guy. I mean, he's pretty knowledgeable on a lot of different things. And he does boots on the ground, and he talks about the economy and how things are going economy-wise. Okay, we also have Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and she does usually a podcast a week, sometimes two, and she's very, very good. She talks about a lot of different things, so she's very knowledgeable on herbal remedies and things like that, first aid. I mean, she's good, and she has a background of being a trauma nurse, working in a psych ward. Maybe she ought to work in Washington, D.C. A lot of psychos there. Anyhow, we go on. We've got Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell, and he's in West Virginia. and he's also on YouTube. We have the LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore, and you say, oh, Stu, you talk about the GMRS radios. Well, right now, both of my radios are in the charger. Yes, I keep them charged, and I have several. I rotate them around to make sure that they're all charged. General Mobile Radio Service, $35 for a license, no test. The license is good for 10 years, and if you get a good one, a really good radio with a good antenna, my radio is a 935G Plus from Ocean, and the antenna is a Nagoya 771G antenna. And from my location, I can talk to a repeater 35 miles away in Dayton, Ohio. And when I get on that repeater, I can talk to somebody up to 90 miles, maybe a little bit more. And you get to meet all kinds of neat friends. And with the GMRS license, anybody in your family can use it. Yeah, it's neat. So, you know, they could have a radio and they could be unit two, and grandma and grandpa can be unit three. And, you know, you can have as many using your license in your immediate family. It's a good deal. It really is. And you can keep informed, because when the phone system goes down and the TV doesn't work and your cell phones don't work, the GMRS radios will. Okay? Check them out. Better Safe Radios and Buy2WayRadios.com. Those are the two that I generally use. They don't pay me to say it, but you can get them different places, okay? Just get the good ones. Ocean is one of the best, and it's not cheap, but it's good. So you want to check that out. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got Colby at the Max. I post some of his videos from time to time. He's down in Mississippi, in eastern Mississippi, and he's a businessman. He's also a farmer, and he has a lot of insight on not only the economy, but life in general. So you want to check him out. Okay, so much for all of our shows. Well, let's get into it. Hey, oil prices are set to jump after OPEC plus, a few other countries, raises output by far less than expected. So OPEC will raise oil output from November by 137,000 barrels per day, it said Sunday, opting for the same fairly modest monthly increase as in October and far less than the 500,000 plus speculated by Bloomberg, okay, the Bloomberg source, who continues to be short oil and appears to buy everything dip. Buy everything dip? Maybe while it's low. Well, anyhow, the group consisting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries plus Russia and some smaller producers has increased its oil pet targets by more than 2.7 million barrels per day this year, equating to about a 2.5% of the global demand as it's continued to return the return of about 1.65 million barrels a day. And they basically cut some in 2023. Well, you take a look at the countries. We have Algeria, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, UAE, United Arab Emirates. We have Kazakhstan. We have Oman, and we have Russia. And you take a look at the numbers here. Algeria doesn't put out that much in thousands of barrels. But then you take a look at Iraq. Is it 4,015? And it will go up to probably about 4,255. Then you take a look at Saudi Arabia with 9,709. And then you take a look at Russia, 9,173. Yeah. So they're going to increase the oil production, but it's not going to be as much as what it was in a long time. So instead of being 5,000 plus, hey, they're just going to increase it by about 137,000 barrels a day. What's that going to do to the gas prices? If the oil prices, due to it being a little bit scarcer or more scarce, what's it going to do? The price of gas is going to go up. And in the U.S., we had a refining factory or location go up in flames on the West Coast. So the price of gas on the West Coast and other oil, petroleum-related products are going to go higher. Could you imagine what would happen if we had three refineries that suddenly had a problem? We'd be in deep trouble. We'd learn how to walk to every place we went. So anyhow, the prices are going to go up and stay up. You know, locally, I went to get gas the other day, and it was about $3.09. And like 4 days before, it was $2.70. How's come it jumps as much as it does? And where I live, yeah, it traditionally gets high, and then all of a sudden they drop it down for maybe a week, and then it goes back up. And sometimes you have to drive maybe 20, 25 miles to find a really good price on gas, but you're burning gas to buy cheaper gas. Somehow it doesn't make sense, does it? Only if the gas is way cheaper and it's probably within 10 miles, that wouldn't be too bad. Well, anyhow, watch your gas prices. And you want to find out when's a good time because, you know, people use a lot of gas over the weekend. And on Monday, they come in to fill the tanks, especially at Murphy Oil, where I like to get my gas. And I'll tell you what, that's Monday. And by Wednesday, the prices have dropped a couple of cents. And usually by Thursday, the prices are down even more. But then they get a fill up on Friday and the prices go back up for the weekend. So, you know, time things out, check out your sources. Wow. Somebody was saying, oh, you're going to have a recession in 2025. And the article came out by Lance Roberts in the realinvestmentadvice.com. And he's saying over the past 3 years, the economic conversation has been a promised recession. And if you read the headlines and track the economist surveys or even listed to Wall Street strategists, you would have assumed a downturn was imminent, like right now, like soon, like very soon. Well, many investors and bloggers and YouTubers have had a parade of horribles, promising a recession is just on the horizon. Woe is me. Well, the logistic, or the logic rather, was simple enough. The Federal Reserve aggressively hiked rates from near zero. Inflation spiked to four-decade highs. The yield curve inverted for the longest stretch. So when's it going to happen? Do you know? I don't know. Nobody knows except maybe people that are going to trigger a recession. So watch the banks. You know, back in October of 1929, I believe we had a crash. I'm not saying we're going to have one because we have ways to control that stuff. But keep your eyes on the banks and what they do. Keep your eyes on hedge funds. See what they do. See who's selling off stock. Okay. The stock market's going to go up and up. And eventually, everybody's going to sell when they get to the right point, and it's going to drop. And then it's going to take time to build back up again. So, you know, who knows when a recession is going to hit? Yeah, it could hit in a couple of weeks, or it could hit in a couple of months, or maybe next year. Nobody knows. Okay. What else is going on? These are the cities with the highest grocery prices worldwide. Well, let's look at local things first. You know, grocery prices locally, oh my goodness. It varies all over the place. You know, I went to Kroger's today and I went to get a few things. And they have some of the best potato salad. They really do. And I went to get some potato salad. I wanted to get some cold meat and a few other things. And I went to the cold meat section. I mean, there were parts of shelves that were not full. and they didn't have some of the things that I would want. And I'm wondering, okay, is this just a supply problem or trucking problem? I don't know. But I like to have certain things on hand. And luckily, I could make do with what I got. And that's no problem. But I always look ahead. And when I go, for example, if I like to get salami, a certain type of salami, and they only have two packages left, then I start getting worried. Because normally, the whole thing is stocked all the way to the back of the shelf. And maybe two columns. I mean, it's something else to see. Well, anyhow, check out your stores and check your prices. Do you know that you're spending a lot for different types of things? The meat prices have gone up. How about egg prices are going up? Cheese? And you know something? The cheapest things to get are on the outside aisle of a supermarket. Somebody taught me that one time. They said, go around the outside aisle and you look at the prices there and you see if they go up and down. And you can basically judge the economy from that. But everything on the inside aisle, you have a problem with because they like to play with numbers and move things around and everything else. And I've seen that. It doesn't make any difference if you go to Walmart, better known in my location as Wally World, or you go to Kroger's or even an IGA. They move things around and they want you to shop. I hate it because when I go in, I want to get stuff and get out. I don't like to stand in lines and I don't like to constantly look for things where I know that they are. But I know that Kroger's and Walmart change their locations on their food twice a year. And it gets to be a pain. You know what I mean? Well, anyhow, U.S. grocery prices have spiked 29% since 2020, putting a strain on consumers' wallets. No kidding. This impact has been felt across global cities as supply shortages, extreme weather events, and pandemic area inflation have pushed prices higher. But where in the world do customers face the highest prices overall? You think we have it bad? Well, visual capitalist Dorothy Neufeld came up with this chart. And you can see it right here. And global cities with the most expensive groceries, Geneva, Switzerland, then San Francisco, then Zurich, Switzerland, and then New York City, then Boston, and this is going down in preference, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seoul, South Korea, and then we've got Oslo, Norway, Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, Paris, France, Singapore is at 13, Vancouver, Canada is 14, 15 is Melbourne, Australia, then Montreal, Canada is 16, and Tel Aviv, Israel 17, Luxembourg is 18, Toronto, Canada is 19, and Wellington, New Zealand is 20th. Okay, and the source for all this was Deutsche Bank. For those that don't know, Deutsche Bank's in Germany. So the grocery prices are the highest globally in these cities. And I can understand being high in Geneva and Zurich, but San Francisco? I don't know. Check out your prices, and you have to do it basically weekly or every other week at the minimum to find out how your prices compare. I mean, you don't want to be spending a lot of money because if you do, you have a problem. You don't have any money. For example, I went to Wally World. I went to Walmart and I'm checking out and the lady in front of me had a big cart full of groceries, just loaded over. I say almost overflowing because it still stayed on the inside of the cart. And it was over $230 worth of groceries. And she pulls out her credit card and puts it in the machine and charges it. Now, does she pay that all off when she gets the bill? If not, does she pay just part of it and then keeps buying? It's scary out there. You have to live within your means. You don't have to have a steak twice a week, or you don't have to go out and eat 2-3 times a week. You can do your own meal preparations and eat a lot cheaper. Okay, you have to save money. And in those cities, it's really expensive. Well, what else do we have here? I was doing some research and I found out how to reduce your food bill. Number one, plan your meals. Planning ahead and deciding what you're going to eat for the week is one of the best ways to save money on your weekly shopping. Two, stick to your shopping list. Don't buy anything extra, just stick to the list. And I know that's hard to do because you're going to see something and you're going to go, I think I'll get those cookies. I love those Nutter Butter cookies. Yeah, that's the ticket. And so you put them in the bag or in the basket, you know. Stick to your shopping list. Store your food properly. Watch your rotation dates, okay? Canned goods can usually last a lot longer than their shelf date that's on the can. If the can's bulging or it has a dent in it, then you have to pitch it. Okay, you have to get rid of it. But other than that, soup can last longer. Vegetables can last longer. Their nutritional value may go down a little bit. But hey, the best buy date is on the can. Do your own research on all this stuff. Get your portion sizes right. Don't sit there and load a whole bunch of mashed potatoes on your plate and a big steak and a whole bunch of green beans. And just load up the plate. Watch your portion sizes and portion things out. Get yourself a scoop like they use in the restaurants. And you get a 3-ounce scoop of green beans, a 3-ounce scoop of mashed potatoes, and whatever your meat is. Well, check it out. Just portion things right. Build in no spend days. There are going to be days when you're going to be out and about. Oh, I think I need to get maybe some extra ice cream. Oh, wait a minute. It's Wednesday. It's a no spend day. So you'll save money on your spending at the supermarket. Look for yellow or orange stickers. You know, the price reduction stickers. They had a bunch of those at Kroger's. And I wonder what they were charging originally. And then they also say batch cook. And with that, you make up a big batch and then you put it in freeze your meal trays and freeze your own meals. I used to do that. I used to make up meals and I had these plastic trays that I could get from other meals that I had in past weeks. I would save those plastic trays for microwave meals and I would go ahead and cook up a big batch and put everything in those and reseal it. And it was great. I always had something I could put in the microwave and cook very quickly. And of course, there are more items. Okay. So what you need to do is be frugal, live beneath your means. Also, 13 ways, according to Ray's Right. And I was going through this so quickly. This is one of the things I added just before the show, but 13 ways to save money on groceries. Okay. Stick to spending limit with cash or gift cards. Embrace digital tools. Find the best prices in your area, meal planning, and earning cash back rewards and rebates. Use curbside pickup and delivery wisely because curbside delivery could be expensive in the long run. I know Kroger's is doing that, and a few other stores are doing that, and it gets to be very expensive. Plan your meals. And here you can see she's filling out a weekly meal planner. Make a list of what you already have on hand, brainstorm recipes, and plan meals that incorporate the same ingredients differently to avoid letting anything go to waste. Now, I was listening to a chef on TV today, and he was saying that the restaurant that he worked in when he was learning to be a chef, during the week, they would have, for example, a lot of vegetables. Excuse me, I have to have my filtered water here. But what they do is they would take all their leftovers and they might make a soup and add cream to it, and it turned out to be a really good soup. And, you know, so they might have a different vegetables during the week, and on maybe Thursday or Friday, they make vegetable soup. And people loved it. And so they knew at the end of the week they had vegetable soup there, and it was pretty good. I mean, if I can find a very good vegetable soup, I will have that practically every day. I'm a creature of habit. If it tastes good, it's reasonably priced, I'll go ahead and have that for lunch if I'm out. If I'm home, I'll eat something different. But I'll tell you what, soup is good food. I mean, I heard that from Campbell's a long time ago, but it is. You get your vegetables, you get your meat, you get your broth. Hey, it's a pretty good deal. Leverage your coupons and discounts. Join rewards programs. Take advantage of store apps and all these different stores. Kroger, Safeway, Walmart, Target, Publix, Meijer, and Sprouts. I'm going to tell you something. My favorite, absolute favorite grocery is Publix Market in Florida. I loved them. Every time I go to Florida on vacation, and that spanned about 22 years, I'd always go to Publix Markets. Why? Because the produce was always fresh. It was always good. They had an excellent deli department, great meats, and they had a fantastic bakery. I mean, it was fantastic. And the people there were so friendly. And it was great. And the reason why I like Publix was that it's not run by a union. And the reason for that is everybody that works there gets a cut of the profits. And that's a good deal. And they take pride. You know, I go down there, I would get a grocery cart full of stuff for the week that I'm going to be there, or the 2 weeks. And they'd say, can we take this out to your car for you? Well, yeah. And so they take it out there. They didn't expect a tip or anything, but they take it out and load your trunk of your car. And, you know, off you go. I mean, very friendly people, very clean stores. So that's why I like Publix. I wish we had them here in Ohio. I really do. Buy generic. You don't have to buy the name brands. You can get the generic stuff. But sometimes the generic just doesn't have the flavor that the name brands do for some reason. Shop seasonal and local. You know, right now the farmers markets are going around. I mean, in my location, we have a farmers market every Thursday. It'll probably go on for maybe about another month. And the farmers bring their produce in or whatever they're selling, and it's there. And you can usually get really good tomatoes and really good cucumbers and so forth. It's a great way to do things. You buy in bulk. Non-perishable goods like canned goods and dry goods, yeah, stock up, especially if you're prepping coffee, cleaning supplies, toiletries. Hey, you always have to remember that toilet paper. Soap and toilet paper. During the plandemic, what did I do? I stocked up on toilet paper and paper towels. And I overstocked, and that's fine because I can still use them. Batteries, you can never have enough AA, AAA batteries. I mean, lithium batteries, Energizer batteries, whatever. And if you have pets, stock up on pet food. Especially if your pet has a digestive problem, they have to have a certain type of food. That gets expensive, but you can stock up on it. And avoid individually wrapped or prepared foods. Shredded or sliced cheese, you can do that yourself. Prepared deli foods, salads, meats, soups. pre-washed and cut fruit and veggies. You can do the washing and cutting of the fruits and veggies yourself. Packaged salad greens. Avoid impulse buy. Stick to the perimeter. That's the outer part of the store. Don't shop hungry. Always eat before you go. And know what the expiration dates mean, because sometimes it'll say best buy and it's like 2 weeks away. But basically, it might be able to go a lot longer. You might be able to get, for example, a month on a container of cottage cheese. Or maybe you might be able to get a month and a half. You just have to know what the expiration dates are and versus best buy, okay? So you want to check into that. So that's some things about saving money, okay? Wow, 30% of food product worldwide goes to waste. And this was in Zero Hedge. It says, around the world, 30% of food which is produced is never eaten, while 13% perishes or is discarded before it even reaches supermarkets or restaurants. And it's called so-called food loss. Retail and food service businesses leave another 17% unused, referred to as food waste. And this is according to data from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, okay? The shocking high number means that 1 billion meals are wasted every day at the household level, and that food loss and waste account for an estimated 8 to 10% of the global greenhouse gas emissions. Well, plants put off oxygen, but they take in CO2 and it makes them grow. Well, anyhow, you know, in the restaurant business, I always told people, you know, if the food cost was too high, I would say, okay, let's see where it is going to waste. And they'd be throwing out a whole bunch of French fries because they would overcook the French fries. Well, we had a waste bin, and I would have an employee that I knew was causing the waste problem. I'd make them put on rubber gloves and go through the waste can. And they would have to inventory everything in that waste can. And if they had too many fries, they knew that they had to cut back on the amount of fries that they cooked. And, you know, after a while, fries don't taste very good if they're in the hopper more than 5 to 10 minutes. And so you take a look at the waste and try to reduce the waste, because that's food cost. You didn't make any money selling that food and it went bad, so you had to toss it. So anyhow, 30% of food produce worldwide goes to waste. Now, a lot of places, restaurants, at the end of the day, if they have anything left over, they will donate it to a food pantry. And that's been done, or a food kitchen, where they have stuff that maybe during the week, it's now Wednesday and you just finished it up producing it for human consumption on Monday. And now it's Wednesday. And you know, Thursday you have to toss it. You can only keep it 3 days. So you could donate some to a food bank and take care of things that way. Okay, or a food kitchen. Okay, hey. Big thing about the University of Finley, and you thought I didn't get this in there. Well, check them out, www.findley. Try to spell right now. Your success is our priority, and it is a 12-to-1 student ratio to professors, and we have 3,200 plus students, basically about 3,800 students, 32 states, and 51 countries. Yes, it is an international type of school. Okay, it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine, the best Midwestern colleges in 2025, the Princeton Review, and we have the best colleges in America in 2024 from Money Magazine again. University of Finley, check them out. You can check the programs and everything else. They have bachelor's degrees, they have master's degrees, and they have doctoral degrees. the doctoral degrees are in, well, let's see, physical therapy, nursing, and I believe they have education and a few others. So, you know, you're talking 85 majors. I can't remember all that. Doctoral programs, I think they have a total of 5, maybe 6. But you check them out. I mean, they are really great. It's a good school. If it wasn't a good school, I wouldn't recommend it. I really wouldn't. I went to 2 really good schools. I mean, really good schools. The University of Finley was one of them. The other was Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I want to tell you, both were very, very, very good school. But I'll tell you what, check them out. The University of Finley, www.findley.edu. See, I got it right. Really good professors, really good students, very good facilities, and they care about their students. They really do. So check them out, okay? And NCAA football, Division II. Right now, they're 5-0, and I think their last rating was 20th in the country. Last year, they finished 10th in the country in football. So they have a very good football program. So far, they're undefeated, which is great. What else is going on? Oh, 7 midlife money traps that could drain your wealth. Mike Donghia from the Epoch Times. Yeah, 7 midlife money traps that could drain your wealth. You know, you work all your life and you're saving money and you might buy a house and you might be fixing it up. You might have to get another car and a few other things. And you have to live frugally. And if you don't, you can have money traps that could nail you. Well, according to the article, being able to identify financial traps can help make security in your midlife and beyond a breeze. When you're young, the central money problems to solve are how to grow your income and begin to invest so the magic of the compounding is on your side and start early. But a lot of people don't do that or they can't do that. And as you approach retirement, the challenge shifts to managing health care costs and transitioning your investments to stable phase instead of not the highly speculative phase, I'll put it that way, allowing you to draw on them. You know, investing in certificates of deposits and constantly looking for better interest and looking for dividends on things and trying to reinvest that or put it into the bank again. It's something you have to do. Well, anyhow, he said as he enters his mid-30s, I'm firmly entering the exciting midlife years with a career and a large family to care for. After years of having to closely manage our money, a bit of breathing room has emerged. However, I'm convinced the key to this season in life is avoiding the money traps. Here's the 7. Allowing your spending to increase with rising income. Just because you're making more money doesn't mean you have to spend more money. Not diversifying your investments. So you want to make sure that you have your investments diversified into different categories. And you need to get somebody, Raymond James, used to be a big name out there. Ed Jones is another one. A good financial advisor is what you need. And then underestimating the impact of inflation. You don't think about inflation? That could hurt you too. About 2% inflation can really mess you up. Carrying high interest credit card debt. You know, I say pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, yada, yada. Well, carrying high interest credit card debt. Pay it off as soon as it can be paid off. I don't let mine go more than 2 payments. I pay mine off when it's due. Matter of fact, this week I'm going to have to pay a card off. I just got the bill last week, and by golly, this week I'm going to walk a check to the store where it's at and pay it off. That way I don't have to pay interest, because interest can kill you. That's what worries me, when people take those cards to the grocery store and they put $200-$300 of food on there. Do they pay it all off? I don't know. Falling for get-rich-quick schemes. Number five. Number six, not building an emergency fund during good times. I told you about that, didn't I? Put some money aside for an emergency fund. Start now. If you haven't started before, start now and build it up. Don't touch that money unless it's an absolute emergency. Buying too much house or too nice a car. Get a good deal on your car when you're doing it too. I used to drive a Hyundai, and then I decided to, gee whiz, I'm going to buy a Buick. And I did. I love my Buick. I love my Hyundai too. Hey, here's something. Listen to this. How Gen X is declining or deciding where to retire.
Something called the hugger method. First of all, what is it, and how can Gen Xers use this method to approach retirement with maybe a more positive mindset?
Well, the hugger method is one of my little, you know, tricky things that I put together. And one, it goes at this. It goes at the mindset of retirement savings, right? And what happens in it, and we sort of make jokes about this generation being kind of, oh, whatever, you know. But the fact is, your mindset is really important into how you approach your retirement savings and managing your money. You know, it's the power of positivity. So here's what HOVER stands for. The H stands for hope. And hope is something that, it's different than the O, which is optimism. Hope is really having this inner sense that the future will be brighter, right? And the O for optimism is a bit realistic. You look at, you say, okay, I know things are going to be tricky, but I also feel that I can make it to the other side. I know what I'm doing here. I know who to ask for help. The V is for value, really knowing, do you value yourself? And there are ways that you can add value to your life by adding skills, learning new things. But it's really important in having that and building that self-confidence. And if it's not even understanding about financial education, those sorts of things, add value to it. That really helps. Enthusiasm, of course, one of my favorite things. It's that like oomph. You know, if you're the E stands for the enthusiasm that gives you that extra push over the wire in terms of getting positive and that glass half full approach to life. And the R is resilience. And as we all know, when you're trying to get your finances together, when you're saving for retirement, when you're facing living in retirement, resilience is critical. You have to, you know, and we have it as we age. We've had setbacks, we've had recoveries. This is just the give and take of life. And I often say that learning new things really helps you develop that muscle of resilience, because you start as a beginner, you add skills and you become an expert. And then if you start over again, you're a beginner once again. So it's that rhythm of life, but resilience is a key quality in order to really build a great mindset and help.
Yep, and that's the truth. Well, we've got something else here, how to catch up on retirement savings. And you know, what we go through tonight, if I don't touch everything, it's on the Facebook page in the comment section. So, you know, on retirement savings, hey, did you prepare in advance? A lot of us didn't. A lot of us were working and doing things, and we didn't save for retirement. And then we ended up investing later and putting money aside later for retirement. And some of us have fairly decent retirement programs. I was lucky I had one. But I'll tell you what, you know, you've got your 401ks and you got your IRAs. And you have to watch what you're putting into those. And if you're in your 30s, start now. Don't wait until later. I was in a situation where I started in my 40s. And I had to make up a lot of years for that. And I retired at 55 due to a medical issue. And I want to tell you something. That messes with your retirement, but luckily I had a very good retirement plan, okay? So you want to take a look at your cash and your portfolio, where you invest in things for retirement and set up your emergency savings account and so forth. And the rest of it, we were going to talk about Bitcoin adoption And yeah, that's back in the news again. We're going to talk about other things in business and finance. We're going to talk about Bitcoin and precious metals. One thing that I do want to bring up here for precious metals, gold is at $3,911.40. Okay, that's gone up. And it's gone up about $6.70 according to APMEX in the Forex. And so it's up about 17%. Silver is at $48.41. It's up 12 cents or 25%. I'll tell you what, at one time I was buying silver for $15 an ounce, $15.60 an ounce. And look at it now, it's at $48.41. Wow. Platinum, $1,628.80. Gold's more than platinum. Palladium, that's used in industrial processes, and that's only from Russia. So that's $1,311.80 an ounce. And you can check out how precious metals go. I want to tell you something. In case of calamity, people go to precious metals and they invest in them. Why? Because they hold their value. And in this case, with gold, if you bought it, and when you bought it was $1,000.90, let's say, guess what? You made quite a bit of money. Okay? So use your head, invest wisely, prepare for the worst, live beneath your means. I mean, that's what it is. So anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. I didn't get through everything, but you can go to the Facebook page and see it. And with that, save your money, okay? Spend wisely, save wisely, and prepare, because things could get worse. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. And whoever knows ain't telling. With that, guys, have a good week. We'll see you on Wednesday with My World right here on the Trim Radio Network. See ya.